Hello there guys, today I'll show you how to make a picture of yourself or whoever you want look like a sketch on a piece of paper. For that you'll need your picture, or you can use mine. And it's kinda blurry, I know, but we don't actually need it to be sharp for this kind of thing, for the tutorial. The second thing you'll need is a paper background thing that you'll use for it to look like it was drawn on a piece of paper. Yeah, but you gotta make it go below the layer in which you're standing. So like the first thing that you wanna do is go to filters, artistic, and then photocopy. And you kind of set it so it looks kind of drawn. Yeah, something like that. I suggested sharpness should go always to the maximum. Something like this. Set this for the shadowing. And you're ready to go. So it looks kinda like this. And now what you're gonna do is first of all you wanna make a layer mask. It has to be white, full opacity. Then select the layer mask and paintbrush, only the color has to be black for it to disappear. And as you can see, let us move this a bit. We don't really need it now. Wait a second, yeah, something like that. And as you can see, it's deleting the background that we don't need. Like this. Let's set the scale a bit bigger so we do it faster, because I cannot really afford no spare time on this video. Yeah, something like that. Then you shrink the scale and you go into more detailed parts. Something like that. I don't see what the background is. Oh crap. Cut my arm, my tricep. And as you can see, it's deleting it. You gotta do it a bit. The better you do it, the more time you spend, it will kind of look more natural and amazing. And when you do this, well, my mouse jumped and fucked me up. Sorry for the language, but whatever. I'm an adult, I can do it. Huh. And when you're done, let's just cut the chase. The point of it is what matters. I don't really have to do it perfectly for this tutorial. And like, yep. And then when you're done, you gotta go to colors, but first select your picture and then go to colors and color to alpha, and it has to be white. I mean, you can do it in red, but it won't look good, as you can see. So like, how do I go back to white? Like this. So like, you do that and it will look something like this, as you can see. It kinda looks drawn on the paper. And then you can move it a bit. Wait a second, gotta zoom. Yeah, and then you move it in whatever position you want. As you can see, you can put them here, one here, then you control C, and then you can do it like control V, and it will not look good. Anyways, But you can do it like this. Control C onto this. What just happened? Control C, then do Control V. Set it like something like this. Do new layer. And then you just repeat what you did with that one. Say add layer mask, white, full opacity, delete everything. Yep. And once you delete it, you can, well, it doesn't matter really. You can redo it by changing the colors like this, and it'll just repaint it back. And once you do that, you're kind of ready to add the cool stuff to it. It doesn't really matter. And then you say, you take, wait a second, I don't see it nowhere. Take this. But first of all, you gotta select this, so yeah. And then you can actually, oh my God, put it here, and the other one, select the other one, put the other one here, and there you have a cool picture. You just go File, then like Save. And that's about it. Thanks for watching, and stay tuned. I'll upload more and more amusing and amazing tutorials. Thanks, and goodbye.